I want to tell you about the time that I met this movie star named Lee Marvin. Lee Marvin was about 19 or 20 years old. He came into our tent. We were stationed on Maui, training younger Marines. He came in that day and threw his sea bag down, trying to find a place to bunk. One of the Marines said to him, "Where are you from, Marine?" And he said, "Hollywood." This other Marine, being kind of sarcastic, said, "What in the hell you do in Hollywood?" Lee Marvin said, "I'm an actor." This other Marine said, "BS, you're no actor." Of course he wasn't. He said he never could act. But of course he was. Incidentally, Lee Marvin was on TV, and wife and I got our first TV in 1952. They had a program called Studio One, and on this Studio One was Lee Marvin. I told my wife, "I know that man." And she said, "Oh, you don't know him." And I said, "I do too." I got my red book out, and I said, "Here's his picture." And of course, in his acting career, he used the name Lee Marvin, just like he did when he was in the Marines. Anyway, later on, why Lee Marvin, of course, became quite a well-known actor. But anyway, he was on Johnny Carson's show. He came in and sat down, and Johnny Carson said to him, "Lee, I hear you were wounded on Saipan." "Yeah," he said, "well, I was no hero." He said, "The bravest man I ever saw was when I was lying on a stretcher. They were waiting to take me out to a ship." And he said, "I think he was the bravest man I ever knew." He said he gave me a cigarette while I lay there on the stretcher. And he said, "Do you know who that man was?" Of course, Johnny Carson didn't know. He said, "That was Captain Kangaroo." Of course, knowing Captain Kangaroo as I did because my kids watched it, I did know his name. But I don't know if he was ever in the Marine Corps or not. But anyway, somebody said, "Well, why did he say he was if he wasn't?" And I said, "Well, you know, he's an entertainer. You know, entertainers can tell a lot of stories."